This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the first time in U.S. history, a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, who is second in the presidential line of succession, has been removed from office, facing a challenge from his own party. Republican Kevin McCarthy failed to remain Speaker.
Although the majority of Republicans voted to keep McCarthy in leadership.
Think long and hard before you plunge us into chaos, because that's where we're headed if we vacate the speakership.
It was the votes of Democrats uniting to remove McCarthy that made the difference.
We are not voting in any way that would help save Speaker McCarthy.
He is not trustworthy, and I think you can see that within his own caucus, but you can certainly see it the way he's treated us and the American people.
U.S. lawmakers will hold elections next week for a new Speaker of the House. Katherine Gibson, VOA News.
The New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial imposed a gag order after the former U.S. president disparaged a key court staffer.
The gag order applies to all parties and pertains only to verbal attacks on court staff. It came after Donald Trump recirculated a disparaging social media post about Allison Greenfield, the judge's law clerk, and later took it down. Before the gag order, Trump doubled down on his claim that the lawsuit was a political attack.
It was a rigged deal. But frankly, you saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The post included a photo of Greenfield with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at a campaign event. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration is taking aim at the fentanyl trafficking threat, announcing a series of indictments and sanctions against Chinese companies and executives.